Les colloques du Collège de France.
Hi everyone. First of all, many thanks for being here until the very end of today, and then many thanks to Philippe and Alexandra for accepting our paper. My name is Javad. I'm at EBRD and King's College London, and this is a joint paper with Ralph Dehas and Francesco Loyacano. They are both at EBRD. And two colleagues at the Central Bank, Emre Akgündüz and Hasan Yılmaz. Let me tell you what we do in this paper in a nutshell. And before I do that, let me start my timer, because there's a chance that I might do worse than Giuseppe when it comes to timekeeping.
Not possible.
I will challenge you. So this paper is about looking at the Technopark rollout in Turkey. There has been a massive expansion of Technoparks since 2009, and how that Technopark rollout basically shapes firm upgrading, looking at incumbent firms' performance. We will do that by focusing on administrative data from the Central Bank of Turkey. So let me start with a couple of slides back and sit back. Fukoca knows these numbers really well, but for the international audience, let me tell you why policymakers decided to focus on technoparks, and they rolled out these technoparks around the country. So Turkey's productivity remains low, and production is concentrated in lower value-added activities, as you can see this in the panel C and also panel D. And then panel A basically shows you the potential GDP per people in employment in 2023. And then what happens is the government wants to move the country from a low export-oriented economy to higher, medium to high skill export-oriented economy. And then there has been this massive expansion of technopark openings around the country. We will, in the analysis, we will focus on those technoparks open 2009 onwards, because our administrative data starts in 2009. And then this law was introduced in 2001, and then law explicitly aims and then says the following. They want to commercialize knowledge by connecting universities, research institutes, and firms. The government seeks to promote R&D, software, technology transfer, product and process innovation. And then the main goal is to support firm upgrading. This is explicitly stated in the law. But this is not a Turkish technopark, or this is not a Turkish policy experiment alone. Here, what I show you is the chart from the International Association of Technoparks, Science Parks and Areas of Innovation. You find a similar pattern in the sense that about 70% of technoparks have rolled out or opened in the world since 2000. And the next question is, and then the obvious question is to ask, to what extent technoparks actually help upgrade firms? And despite this massive expansion around the world, we still don't have good evidence around how they work and whether they actually upgrade firms. And if they upgrade firms, how that operates. And we will use this rich administrative microdata to essentially lift the hood and then try to unpack these mechanisms. And on top of that, what we did, we surveyed all technopark managers in Turkey in the last 6 months and trying to understand their management practices, what they do, and how they basically link firms located in technoparks to the businesses outside, and then how they basically train them and what type of workshops and trainings they run. And I will show you some descriptive evidence on this as well. So stagger rollout, we will do quite a bit of to convince you that there are no pre-trends, and also I will show you the results from the match sample, match definitive, but also full scale rollout using the full all districts and full data. But in terms of the data, what we have, each firm ID linked to balance sheets, income statements, firm-to-firm invoices, customer records, so we will be able to look at high-skill exports and imports as well. We will look at employer, we have access to employer-employee data that will give us employment composition within a firm, how that changes after the Technopark rollout. And then, as I said, we also have our own Technopark survey. In terms of the design, we will study pre-existing incumbent firms located in districts that receive a technopark. We will not look at new technoparks. We want to understand when a technopark opens in a district, what happens to the incumbent firm's performance. And as I said, we have two complementary identification strategies. One will be match definitive because Technopark rollout is not exogenous, as you can imagine. We try to the balance in terms of baseline characteristics, and then we will also use the firm full panel and treated and not yet treated and never district, never treated districts within the same not to region. We will look at several outcomes. I will try to discipline the outcomes before I start showing you the results, but here's what we have. We have high domestic, we will look at high domestic, high-tech domestic purchases and sales, high R&D and high-tech exports. We will, given the data we have, we can also look at low-tech and low-sophistication margins as well. Four channels and mechanisms, we will try to understand how business linkages evolve after a technopark opens in a district. We will look at high-tech employment and automation, whether firms actually automate and they import automation-related capital goods. Next, we will look at total factor productivity and labor productivity. And then we will also look at new firm entry and exit at the district level. We are still doing some work on this. But let me give you the key results so far and what we have in the to-do list. I think the first important results we find is that incumbent firms shift into high-tech domestic value chains. Then when we look at international trade engagement, we also find that incumbent firms become more likely to export high R&D and high-tech products. At each product level, we can define whether they are high R&D or high tech. And then these results are valid for the extensive margin, but also in terms of intensive margin as well. Then this upgrading is followed by high total factor productivity and sales per worker. In terms of mechanisms, this is still a work in progress, but what we have so far is that firms connect more high-tech customers and suppliers. They adopt more automation-related technologies, and then they employ more high-tech workers. And then Technopark managers also report that, I will show you some pictures and anecdotal evidence as well. They actively facilitate university for collaboration, going back to what Joseph actually mentioned in his presentation, and joint product development, and they do extensive export support and trainings. What is in progress? We want to study countrywide spillovers through firm-to-firm networks and spatial linkages. That is something that we are currently working on. We want to understand firm exit based on baseline productivity, to what extent when a technopark opens, low-performing firms actually disappear or may disappear. We want to look at displacement, and then we want to look at network centrality as well, whether some firms in these districts become central in this technopark firm upgrades. And then some parts in also that we want to look at.
Entry, you are planning to look at entry later on?
Yes, yes. I have some results at the district level, which I will show you. But we also want to look at what type of firms enter and what type of firms exit at the firm level. But I will show you the district level results. We find some evidence that high-tech firms enter after the rollout of a technopark.
Do you worry at all about negative spillovers on other areas? So business dealing, I mean, this comes under the spillover thing, but you look at neighbors, for example, to say, well,
so I think I can say three things on this. One is when I look at the raw data, we don't find that match control districts, those firms are doing worse after the technopark rollout. We will carefully look at within country spillovers to actually get at this more thoroughly to see whether there are displacements, whether these technoparks are actually attracting firms at the expense of other regions. That is a work in progress. So we did one more piece of analysis to try to understand whether there are movements of firms across districts after the technopark opening. We find positive results, but those results are very small in magnitude. But we will thoroughly analyze this probably in the next few months.
You need matches for matches. So when you do the matching, that's your control group you do for the events, whatever you do. But obviously, the best matches might be the neighboring contiguous places, which will be perfected. because of sovereign violation. So, one way would be then distinguish between the matches, between the ones who could be affected by sovereign.
Absolutely. Actually, it will be more clear when I show you the match design, and then you will have a clear idea about how we can do this. But I think it will come down to this. Yes, please.
They're both merchant concrete data and VAT data.
Yes.
So the networks could be firm to firm because of workers moving between firms, but also because of purchases between firms.
Yes, we look both VAT data and then the purchases and sales between firms.
But also the workers' mobility?
Yes.
So you can only use both?
Yeah. So, a couple of things on the literature. There is extensive literature on place-based policies and special economic zones. Many of you contributed to this literature. The summary would be effects are real but heterogeneous. It really depends on the context. And then there's a separate strand of literature which basically looks at science and technology parks. This literature basically looks at firms located in parks rather than what happens to the broader economy. So in this paper we will try to merge these two literature and then try to understand what happens to firms located in these districts and then look at the countrywide spillover effect as well. So let me tell you what happens when a district gets a technopark. This is a bundle treatment. We will not be able to separate each arm, but I want to mention a couple of things so that you will have a clear idea about what the treatment is. So firms located in technoparks, they get corporate tax and VAT exemptions for eligible activities, such as R&D, software development, technology-based product development. In technoparks, they provide patent assistance, mentoring, and business development support. And then they encourage and establish collaboration with universities and researchers. And then they operate under common unified legal framework, but there is quite a bit of heterogeneity in terms of size and management quality of these technoparks. I was in Istanbul for 3 weeks last month to work on the data, actually, and then I visited one of the technoparks. This is Düzce Technopark, 1 hour away from Istanbul. These are the photos I took. The infrastructure-wise, it looks great. Then you may ask, okay, what happens inside? And then these are the type of activities they do at this technopark. So they do local B2B matching. They do international B2B matchmaking. In the week that I visited, there was a business people visiting from Guangzhou, and then they were matched with entrepreneurs in that particular technopark. They organize entrepreneurship events. They have grant calls regularly. They run extensive training programs, and then they do technology workshops as well. When we survey technopark managers, we ask them, what are the technoparks, their technoparks' main objectives? And many of them say they prioritize R&D, innovation and technological upgrading. This is in line with what we actually have seen in the law. And then we also ask, do technoparks create links among firms and with local suppliers? They also heavily report that they promote such linkages. And from what I have seen in Gebze Technopark and one in Istanbul Technical University, they do these programs actively. So we will work with University of Fukushima.
This is already their job description, right? It might be better to survey someone else who doesn't need to necessarily report higher numbers.
We do quite a bit to basically randomize the question order and answer order, and we essentially survey all technopark managers around the country, and then what they report is fairly similar in terms of the goals, but then there's quite a bit of heterogeneity when it comes to the focus of that technopark.
But instead of managers, why not survey the entrepreneurs themselves and ask what challenges they are facing? Because managers' job description is to have all these connections, and it will be hard for them to say that we don't do those.
That is true. So there's social desirability bias issue. With the reason that we could do this, because we had a link with Technopark Association in Turkey, which helped us to connect with Technopark managers. In the next round, we could, you're right, we could also survey the firms located in Technoparks and then see what type of hardships they face. That's a great suggestion. So we have this firm panel, universe of non-financial firms in Turkey spanning from 2009 to 2023. In our match district analysis sample, we have about 250,000 unique firms, 2.4 million firm year observations, and the average firm is observed about 9.7 years. I worked with the full sample to show you the results. If I restrict this analysis to balanced sample, you find qualitatively similar result. I already mentioned the data sources we have. Let me skip this. In terms of matching designs, we match everything at the district level within the same sub-region. At the NUTS 2 level. We use 2009 district characteristics, capturing population, demographics, firm activity, sales, employment, banking presence, political preferences, and nighttime lights. We have match pairs within the same NUTS 2 region. That gives us 40 treated districts and then 40 match control districts. This is the illustration of how this works, actually. The red one will be the match district, and then its control pair will be the blue one. And then what we will do, we will compare changes in outcomes for incumbent firms in the treated district to changes in outcomes for incumbent firms in the match control district. I will always include pair by year fixed effects, so any type of shock you have at the pair level, that's observed. And on top of that, we will have firm fixed effects, so we will compare each firm to itself over time. So any type of baseline, you know, the technology intensity of a firm that you are worried about or baseline productivity of a firm, that will be captured by the firm fixed effects.
What do you do about firms who operate in several areas?
So we do a robustness checks on this. So what we do, what this design gives us, we compare changes in outcomes for incumbent firms headquartered in that particular district. We are not able to differentiate the establishments. What we do as a robustness check, we assign a firm headquarter based on the largest share of employment they have. And the results look very similar. But in the data, we are unable to differentiate, okay, obviously there are headquarters and there are establishments, but we are unable to differentiate the two. So coming back to your question, John, this is basically treated district and match control district design. We have pairs, and then some of them are adjacent, so there may be direct spillovers, and some of them are located away from each other. We were, as I said, I won't be able to tell you more about the displacement or country level spillovers. This is something that we are doing now, but this is what we have at the moment. I have 7 minutes, so let me tell you what we have. This design, let me skip this. This is difference and differences. Let me jump into the results. I will show you two sets of results: high-tech domestic value chain participation, technology-intensive export participation. Then I will show you some results that will point to potential mechanisms at play. Then we will look at performance, and then there are extensions, which where we look at firm entry and exit, heterogeneity, and then, as I said, spillovers and displacement is a to-do list. So the technoparks increase firms' participation in high-tech domestic value chains. I can show you the this is extensive margin results. So the outcome is a dummy. I can also show you the intensive margin results. You find qualitatively similar results. And here are the events.
Could you give us an idea about the economic magnitude? Because the government is spending taxpayers' yes. money on this thing. Yes, it should go up ideally, but can we?
This is also, I don't want to say everything is on to-do list, but the one curse with working with this data, there is so much we can do. And then we will get to cost and benefit analysis eventually. And then we are in the process of getting information from Ministry of Industry, the cost of implementation, and then how much grants they actually give, because there's quite a lot of variation across the country. There's Atalay et al. Paper, I'm sure you know, and then we will get the same data. But there's, of course, the cost of constructing a technopark, and there's quite a bit of variation in terms of their size. But we will get to that, hopefully. So in terms of domestic value chain participation, there are positive effects. When we look at event studies, these effects grow over time. We have two-way fixed effects and Xavier's estimation as well. It works both in the same direction. Same goes for sales. Next, we look at incumbent firms, tech-intensive exporting. So to what extent a firm located in the district starts exporting high R&D exports and high-tech exports goods, and we find similar effects. In terms of intensive margin, we also find qualitatively similar results. And then this is the event studies. There are no pre-trends. Post-events coefficients, they become insignificant because in later years, we lack power, but this is the pattern is positive as well. In terms of mechanisms, I have 4.5 months. So let me first tell you how technoparks stimulate business linkages in the country. We look at two dimensions, downstream and upstream. Downstream will be high-tech customers within the district and across districts. So I will be able to differentiate to what extent they basically start doing business with firms within the same district versus across districts, but also that's true for high-tech suppliers as well. First, let me show you high-tech customer linkages. When a technopark opens, firms start technoparks basically connect firms to more high-tech customers. The first column shows you the all high-tech customers, second within district high-tech customers, and third column basically shows you across district high-tech customers. And then we also look at high-tech supplier linkages. We find qualitatively similar results, both within district and across district high-tech suppliers. Linkages get established after a technopark opens. Then we look at if the main results reflect real upgrading. Obviously, the firms, this effect should come from somewhere, and the firms should also change their production technology. We can look at two things: automation-related goods and employing more high-tech workers.
2 more minutes.
Yes. We look at automation adoption. There are positive significant results. The effect size is large because baseline mean is extremely small. We also find results on high-tech employment and high-tech employment share. Do these changes translate into better firm performance? We look at TFP and sales per worker. We find positive effects. We then look at entry and exit. This is at the district level, and this is work in progress. So what we find is that firm entry increases when the technopark opens. And this entry, and then when we look at whether this is driven by high-tech oriented firms, we find similar results. When we look at firm exit, we find fairly large point estimate, but very large standard errors as well. So we cannot rule out the firm exit. But again, we will look into firm exit in more detail. We have a lot of robustness checks. Let me skip this. And then in the ongoing work, we will just look at countrywide spillovers, heterogeneous effects by park characteristics from the Technopark survey. We will look at firm exit and check whether treated firms become more central. And thank you very much.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.